Church of the Open Sky, written and narrated by Nat Young.
I have never thought of surfing as a sport. Not a traditional sport, anyway. It's not something you do casually, like playing a round of golf with your mates on weekends. It's much more of a drug, a lifestyle, a religion. One funny story that springs to mind is from 25 years ago, when our youngest daughter, Nava, had just started school. She brought home her enrollment papers and we sat down to diligently answer the questions and sign them. It was all pretty basic stuff until we got to religion. For the past 40 years or so, ever since my meeting with Tom Blake, who I believe was the first person to coin the phrase, the Church of the Open Sky, I have never hesitated to tell anyone who asked that I was a member. So that's what we wrote under the box on Nava's forms that inquired about our religion. During the next couple of days, when I quizzed Nava on the reaction from the teachers at school, she said there was no reaction. Years later, I asked a mate of mine who was a teacher, and he said they all got a good laugh in the staff room from our family's conviction. And so it goes on. I have always enjoyed telling stories of our tribe. Even when I was young, I would retell the stories told to me by my elders. It's a part of our unique heritage that goes back to our Bohemian roots, and I feel it should be preserved. From what I can research, the ancient Hawaiian royalty rode waves primarily for enjoyment. Surfing was called hihinalu. The English translation for hihi is transforming from a solid form to a liquid form. Nalu refers to the motion of the wave. Hawaiians incorporated this return to liquid into their daily ritual for commoners and royalty alike. Yes, both classes held competitions. The royals rode their longer ollie boards, and for them, the contest was to see which surfer could ride a wave from beyond the break into a floating marker near the shore. Whoever got closest won. Good, honest competition, not like today's contests, with their subjective judging, where someone of dubious understanding makes an assessment of your performance. The common people had the same form of competition, but, from what I can understand, they did not mix with the royalty. Both classes also rode waves for pleasure on their shorter alia boards. And surfing was a day-to-day activity that they engaged in at every opportunity. Everything revolved around riding waves, from the blessing of the tree that they used to make their boards to the separate beaches they designated for royalty versus commoners. Surfing was even involved in courtship as an intricate part of Hawaiian foreplay. It was the norm to ride naked on the same wave with the girl you're interested in before making love on the beach. As hard as the Calvinist missionaries tried to stamp out surfing as a pagan act, it still flourished in many parts of Hawaii. After the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom in 1893, the popularity of surfing surged as more island people sought solace from America's political conquest.